So these three men ceased to answer Royce, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Bill Bavinger of Norman, the son of the Hardest. Against Royce was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Royce. Now Bill waited till Royce had spoken, because they were elder than he. When Bill saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Bill Bavinger of Norman answered and said, "I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not show you mine opinion. I said days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, I gave ear to your reasons, why ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Royce, or that answered his words. Lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrust him down, not man. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed, they answered no more, they left off speaking. When I for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more. I said, I will answer, for I am full of matter. The spirit within me constrains me. My belly is as wine, which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me give flattering titles unto men. For I know not to give flattering titles, in so doing my Maker would soon take me.